Carnivores Unite, Herbivore for Equality, and Spunky Monkey are just a few of the dishes you'll likely see on the menu of Gonzo. Alex Alf assures Juno the waffles will remain, but they'll be different.
We just want to think of the waffles like a taco shell, as a vehicle to serve food on. So we're going to be doing braised short ribs on top of a waffle with aged Wisconsin Gruyere cheese and sour cream and some green onions.
Ingredients like sausage, bacon, and ham will be made in-house. Eggs will come from Swampy Acres. The couple will also offer more soup, sandwich, and salad options, vegetarian and gluten-free choices. Alf says by day, Gonzo will be a bakery, coffee, and waffle shop.
At night, we're going to transform more into a dinner sit-down. And then once a month, we are going to be offering a 5 to 10 course dinner prefix menu. So it'll give diners a different feel of what Gonzo really is.
The couple both have backgrounds in fine dining and moved to Juneau from Pittsburgh. Ames Alf says the inspiration for Gonzo came from Hunter S. Thompson and his style of writing.
Reporting about something, but being in it, empathizing with it, but actually participating in the writing. And that's what we're doing with food.
Alf is originally from Juneau and studied at the University of Alaska Southeast. She followed her passion into the food business in hopes that translates into the cooking at Gonzo.
Food, it's like the best form of love, I think, even to strangers, because they can taste how much work you've put into something.
Despite all the changes, Alf says Gonzo will still have customer favorites, like the regular blueberry and chocolate waffles. She also plans to have nights cater to UAS students, like a nacho fest. For now, the menu remains mostly unchanged. The new owners are giving people a preview of what's to come, with their spin on the waffle of the day. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.